everyone. Welcome to this special breaking news bulletin right now. And that is just been released now that Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, aged 42, has cancer. She went through a big operation on her stomach. I don't know why that is, but she had abdominal problems with her stomach, and that has been rectified. That's a good news story there. That's been rectified. There's no problem with that. She's in recovery, but now she's come on TV to give an emotional statement to the country, to the world, that she has cancer. Now, I don't know about you guys, but that's a bit of a bloody shock. I mean, you know, I don't really care about the Royals, but I fancy the fuck out of Kate Middleton. I think she's probably the most attractive Royal I've ever seen. And without question, it's a shock, not just because I fancy her, but I just think it's just really fucking shocking. You know, with King Charlie getting cancer as well. Holy moly, you know, the two royals have got cancer, you know, and in real quick succession. And it just brings me to what a woman said, a nurse who deals with cancer. She said, and I've got the interview, which I can't play at this moment in time, but she said that cancer, she deals with cancer every day, and she said she's never seen so much cancer around. There's more cancer now than there's ever been, and she says the Cancer UK, Cancer Research UK, I said that women, one in two women, will get cancer in their lifetime. Like, I have to, I'm sure you guys are thinking, what? Like, this is true. A nurse wouldn't say this. One in two. So if you've got a family of five, and there's, say, there's three women, two boys, of course. So then three women, one in two. So like, your mum could get away with it, your sister could get away with it, but one of yous will get cancer. I'm not joking you, this is really true. And it's one in three for men, one in two for a woman. And she's saying that could go even further than that. It's that bad. There's more cancer now than anything else. Like, you think to yourself that, well, what's she done to get cancer? You know, most of the time, you've got an addiction that causes a cancer. But it's not always the case. And I don't believe she's got an addiction. She's never been seen smoking or anything. So it's not lung cancer, which is what normally happens when it catches up with you, by the way. But, yeah, I don't know. If it's of the stomach, I'm not sure about stomach cancer, but it could be pancreatic cancer. And if it's pancreatic cancer, the survival rates are fucking very slim. So she's got a hope it's not pancreatic cancer. But any cancer in your body must be a fucking real shock. Holy shit. And she said that in the statement. So yeah, it's a big bloody shock to her, I'm sure, but it's a big shock to us all. And, you know, confirms what the nurse was saying. And it's time now, we have to, you know, the pandemic, and we go back to that, we have to go back to it. And she will be vaccinated, there's no doubt about it. And more people are dropping, you know. She's not dropped, of course, but more and more people are getting ill. And the level of frequencies in the, you know, in the air, because of course it all travels in the air, it's not helping the situation at all. It ain't helping. I'm not saying the vaccines causes cancer, it's a possibility that it could, but mainly thrombosis, big fucking things, wriggly things in your veins, these clots. I've seen it, it's horrible. People have been cut open after death, and they've, which is what happens anyway, to get your organs. And they've looked at the veins of the deceased, of those that have died that have been known to have vaccine, and they've had a massive clot in one of their veins that's caused the death. That is fucking official. That is official. That's no shit. That is, you can research that. That's not conspiracy. That is real. I don't do conspiracy, man. Mine is all fact checked. It's all fact. So I don't know what. I can't say for Princess of Wales. I can't say what. Because she's not mentioned what cancer it is and what stage she's at. But I think it says the only bit of clue that I have is that it was diagnosed in January, which is quite interesting. So she's kept it to herself for a good 3 months, nearly 4 months now. So if you've got cancer from say January, so 4 months of it being in your system, that's not good. But you don't mean to say you're gonna die from it. Loads of people survive cancer, you know. So we've got to wish her well, give her the privacy she needs, and she won't get the privacy. I'll tell you that now, she will not get the privacy. The papers, the paparazzi will be onto her like a bloody rash now, and they'll just want to. The only thing she should have said is the diagnosis, because loads of people now want to know the diagnosis and what stage she's at. It's the same with the King, isn't it? King Charlie, he's got cancer, and that was a bit of a shock, wasn't it? Bloody hell. And he's not told the diagnosis either, but I think it might be, it's going towards prostate cancer, because he had problems with his prostate, and then they found the cancer, so now he's on the big pharma's, what's it, chemotherapy. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't fucking save you. All it does is keep you stable, because you've got to look at it this way, right? And I'm not trying to, you know, downplay Kate Middleton's cancer. I hope it works for her, you know, and don't get me wrong here. But you've got to look at the reality. The big pharma people, if they save people's life through cancer, they could save someone right now if they wanted to. They could give something to Kate Middleton and it'll be gone tomorrow. They know how to clear it, but they won't, because it's all about the money. So if they did that, say go to Kate Middleton, to everybody else who's got cancer, right, in the next week or so, you'll be clear of cancer. You won't come back. It's over. Then, okay, they would get loads and loads of money for that. Of course they would. They're coffin, you know, they're already a gold mine, so they'd be like quadruple gold mines. You know, that they wouldn't need any money ever again because of the amount of money they will make. But then they'll say to themselves, well, we've saved all the people with cancer. So say in a year's time, They've saved everyone. Everyone's got cancer, now hasn't got cancer. So what happens then to the company? All that money they make every single year from chemotherapy will be not there anymore. Where's the cash stream going to come from? Do you see where I'm coming from? They are not going to save people. They'll keep you stable, if you're lucky. So there you go. Sometimes, you know, by luck, I would say by luck, the chemotherapy actually works. I'm going off that by luck that it does. But I tell you what, chemotherapy is not nice. She'll be going through hell. She's already gone through a load of shit, and she'll go through even more shit now. So what she needs now is a blessing and a bit of strength from somewhere. She could she's in the early stages of her treatment, so she's not really. It's fucking hell. It's horrible. But she has to go through with it. So I don't know how strong she is, but that's what she needs right now. She'll need a load of strength from somewhere to get through it. This is the biggest battle of her life. And it will raise debate, which is what I'm trying to do. But which is what I do anyway. But all I can say is I offer my strength to her and to... You know, I'm absolutely shocked. I really am. I'm not messing about. I can't believe what I'm reading. And I mean, I just did the charts, as probably you could listen to, or you've listened to. And then this comes up. It's on a Friday night of all nights, you know. But yeah, it's dead in the people of this country, apart from the crackheads, who don't know what's fucking going on anyway. The majority of us will be quite shocked. She's only 42. All right, guys. So there is your latest news today. Shocking news. And I reckon you'll forever hear this, and it'll be in the papers quite a lot over the weekend. And it'd be the same thing. It'd be the gossip about what it could be. You know, that's what it'll be now. What kind of cancer it would be, and we just don't know. And that's the gossip. So all I can say is that I wish her all the best in her treatment. And let me tell you, I'm one guy that is completely shocked. Completely. So for now, take care. Stay safe out there. And I'll be back with hopefully a more positive, more uplifting news item. Take care. Stay safe out there.